About Miguel from the living room.
It's me, Miguel, the king of the jungle. This is a quick message to keep your distance. Very important, 1.5 minutes at all times. We need to stay hot, doing some cooking and reading books and spending time with the familia. It's going to be okay, and we're going to go through this all together as Australians.
Yes, let's check in with our mate, the king of the jungle, Miguel, in self-isolation at home. How are you going?
Oh, I'm going nuts in self-isolation.
What are you doing, Miguel?
This is the second self-isolation I have this year.
Of course it is.
It's like going from Africa to Eleanora Heights in Sydney. Seriously, like. What a crazy series of months happening. But I'm doing well. I've been working behind the scenes, trying to help a lot of people with the charity that I support. Are You Okay? And I'm trying to stay filming the living room. So we are in production. So we film in the living room, and it's really strange because we are all with these masks and cleaning the cameras all day. It feels like
you're actually in your living room.
We'll be from one.
It's a little bit. It's all a little bit overwhelming, but I've been trying to do a lot of good in the time that I have, and I set up a little Instagram account to help take away little restaurants to promote them for free. And I'm trying to do my best, like all of us. We're trying to do our little best.
Yeah, that's a great initiative, Miguel. Now, mate, obviously Spain, your homeland, has increased in their fatalities and people that have caught it. Is your everyone okay in your family there?
Yeah, well, my mom and dad, thanks for asking. My mom and dad, they are in Murcia, that's the south coast of Spain, and I speak with them now pretty much twice a day because I'm actually really scared, my mom and dad, they're quite still young, strong people. They're 65 and 62, and they kind of self-isolate in one of the, we have a little farm, kind of big house, so they got out of the city, and they are in the little farm. They're allowed to go once to the supermarket a day, so my dad goes and gets the groceries. But when I speak with my dad in FaceTime, he points at the window, and you can see like trucks of the army and cars of the police driving up and down the street. And the thing is absolutely crazy. Like we will never think that this will actually be happening to us right now. And the way the way everyone is so scared because there's thousands and thousands of people that die, and it's just mom and dad is so far away that it worries me so much. Because there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
To just talk to them, I guess. We're so far away, and it's not like I can travel or just the little FaceTime. It keeps us, that beautiful. We stay connected through that, the little screen, and we're trying to have a laugh and trying to speak and share recipes and speak with the kids.
Share recipes.
But it is very scary.
Yeah.
It is, and we feel for you, obviously, your family there in Spain, Miguel, and everybody that's doing it tough. And you, your joy, the joy that you brought the jungle camp, you bring it to us every day through your Insta and your social media. Miguel, and just quickly before we let you go, what is your tip for like a few ingredients that everyone should have in the pantry to get us through a potential lockdown if that were to happen?
Okay, but what is important is like people is going frantic and going and buying all these really stodgy food. Like the way it is, the government is telling us that the supermarkets are not going to be closed. You go to the supermarket and flour and pasta and rice, all that is gone. But all the fresh produce is still there everywhere you look. So I will recommend that everyone to make sure you go through your pantries now that you have a lot of time to do the spring cleaning forever. And get all that spices that you can never use. Our house has never been so clean. Go through your pantries, making sure, all that garam masala and the curry powder and the paprika, all the things you never use, and just go for fresh produce. Fall in love with cooking again. Just fall in love with all the recipes you never wanted to do and give them a go.
Oh, well,
just don't go home and cook bolognese.
Good on you, Miguel. Well said. Yep. And fresh food. Don't do his accent. Fresh food at the Crazy Bull is where you'll find Miguel on Instagram. It is a great Insta to get around, and there's a serious side to what Miguel's talking about. Important, obviously, his Spanish heritage, but the tips for cooking as well. So at Crazy Bull. Thanks for chatting to us, Miguel.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a beautiful day and stay safe.
Thanks, mate.
King.
14 minutes to 8. Guys, the lines are open, and there's no real format to what we're doing. The lines are open. You can call us any time. For example, Michelle in West Meadows has given us a call. Now, she is a nurse, and nurses are doing an unbelievable job, guys. Yeah. Let's just get Michelle on because she's got a positive message about the hospital that she's working at, Fief.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Fief.
And Michelle, how are you going? What's going on at your hospital?
Lots of changes, as you can imagine, which is happening across the board. But look, the biggest thing I wanted to make a shout out this morning about was how my organisation is really doing so many wellbeing checks for their staff. I mean, obviously the information we get each day is changing and we have to have lots of, you know, touching base about, you know, what the new changes are, the best practices for keeping ourselves and our patients safe. But the biggest thing that I have found that's just really touching is that our nurse managers are checking in with us. Is there anything that we can do for you? If you need to speak to someone, you know, reach out. And they're really making sure that we are taking care of ourselves and taking care of each other.
Well, that's fantastic.
Great. And I think it's a good message to everybody in the community. Reach out to your parents, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers and sisters. If you're all in self-isolation, just check in on everybody.
Yeah, be nice.
Even if you ring up a mate, Boxy, and just ask them if they're okay. Because
yes.
I find that hard to ring someone and say you're okay. And I know Byron sent me a message yesterday to see if everything was okay with my family, and it touched me. And I don't normally talk about that stuff, but if you just got a mate out there and you don't normally say that stuff, just give him up. FaceTime and say, hey, buddy, and, you know, get people up and about because it's very, very important.
Yeah, don't let the secret out, Fev, though, that you and I like each other. We wouldn't want that out in the public. 131060 is the
number. I'm going to mute you.
131060. The lines are always open here on The Fox.